Okay. So last week we did, the week before that we did word-based. So a disciple is word-based. Then last week a disciple is prayerful. And then today we're going to be learning about a disciple is Christ-centered. So who has the biggest influence on your thoughts and your actions? Someone at your tables and groups to share who at the moment has the biggest influence on your life. Who has an answer for who is their biggest influence? In this table?
Well, our general answer was that we have the biggest influence on ourselves. So.
Okay, that's good. So you guys influence yourselves.
I think the biggest influence, like among us, was our friends and family. Nowadays, more than it was before.
Wow. So it's loved ones. So it can either be ourselves or loved ones. But we need to also focus on Christ being the center of our lives. So Christ being the influence on us. So a disciple person reflects Jesus in thoughts and actions. But how can we reflect Jesus' thoughts and actions if we do not know who he is and if we do not spend time with him? So imitate God in everything you do because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love following the example of Christ. Ephesians 5 verse 1 to 2. So what can we learn about being Christians from this verse? So in your groups, you've got 2 minutes. What was the one thing that you guys decided was what the Bible verse was saying about being Christ-centered?
So we spoke about how our image is very important, like how we portray ourselves to the world, because what we do actually also reflects on who God is. So we need to be careful with our actions, with our words, and how we act around people, because basically people need to learn who Christ is through us.
Okay, so we basically said that, you know, it's a saying that says, what would Jesus do? And we're supposed to live, to always think every action that we take, everything that we do or say, we're supposed to think what Christ would do because we're supposed to live to be like him because he was the perfect example that we are all able to be up to God's standard.
Okay, so we decided that we needed to portray God because we are portraying him in our lives. So when we do something wrong, what is the first thing people say? Are you Christian? You're not supposed to be doing that because you're Christian. Or if there's a Christian who's being judgmental, they tell us that we are being judgmental and that all Christians are judgmental. So because we've got such a higher power, because God has given it to us, we need to be careful with how our actions reflect our religion. Okay, so we are going to be learning about Peter and how he was Christ-centered. So here's a video quick. So Peter followed Jesus. Jesus called him. He showed Peter a miracle. And Peter believed. And you wouldn't follow somebody that you don't trust. So you need to trust somebody to give them that much power over you. Then Matthew 14:22 verse 23, Peter walks on water. God calls him out of the boat during a storm, and Peter had that much faith that he trusted that Jesus wouldn't let him drown. And he did walk on water. He walked on water towards Jesus. And that's what God is asking us to do. He is asking us to have faith and walk on water for him. Peter knows who Jesus is. Everyone was asking everyone who he is because everyone thought he might be John the Baptist, but Peter knew exactly who Jesus was. He knew that he was the Son of God. And when you study and there's one thing that you've picked up and that you keep remembering and your friend asks you that question, if you're able to say it with 100% like knowledge that it's going to be right, you've got this faith in what you say, and you say it proudly because you know the answer. That is what happened to Peter when Jesus asked him. who he was. Peter shares the gospel. Peter shared the gospel to thousands of people, and they gave their life to Jesus. We find it hard enough to talk one-on-one with our closest friends to share the gospel, but Peter did it in massive groups. And there's no way he could have done that without Jesus at the center of his heart, because people would have just looked at him and laughed him off. Peter heals a beggar. I don't know about you, but I think healing is like the most powerful proof that our God is a real God. There are people who are able to do amazing works on their own, like Mother Teresa, who helped hundreds of people, but they cannot heal them unless they've got Jesus to help them heal. So are you a Christ-centered, are you Christ-centered like Peter? Is your life reflecting God? Are you trying your hardest to be the best person you can be at school, at home, or are you making people regret having you in their lives? And maybe you are not there yet. Maybe you still have a way to go. I think we all still have a way to go. I don't think we'll ever quite be there, but that's why we need Jesus. So by the time you graduate from Encounter Youth, you will know that Christ is the example to follow, and you will find out how to follow him. Okay, you will reflect Christ's character, so who he is, and his priorities, what he does, and what he has done, and what you can do. You will be able to model Jesus to people. You will be able to take their hand and show them exactly where they can go and what they can do through Christ. Okay, so a challenge. What will you do to become Christ-centered? Okay, so we have three exercises inside the packs on your table. You can do one or two. You won't get through all three of them, so don't necessarily pick the first one. Pick the one that you guys want to do. So exercise one is learning from Jesus. Read a passage from the Gospels to discover what Jesus was like and ask God to help you become more like that. Okay? Exercise two, the 3-2-1 reflection. What three things did I do that made Jesus proud today? What two things does Jesus want me to do differently tomorrow? And what one thing that I learned about becoming Christ-centered today? Or the what would Jesus do? When you need to make a decision, pause and ask, what would Jesus do? Okay. So you guys gonna practice? So in your groups, pick one and go through those. You have 5-10 minutes. So what will your response be this week? Will you practice being Christ-centered? And if you're not on the WhatsApp group, there's a page on each of your tables where you can put your name down, and we are going to be sending out Bible verses on being Christ-centered, and it will really help you through the week if you don't know what Bible verses to read, or and then there's questions that you can fill in and for your quiet time during the week. And if you have put your name down, but you haven't been added yet, maybe something went wrong, maybe there was a number wrong, so then you can just add your name again. So we're going to pray. Lord, thank you for bringing everyone here today, Lord. I pray that you'll just open hearts and open minds and just make it a bit easier for us this week to be more Christ-centered, Lord. I pray that you'll just, if there's anything weighing heavy on our hearts, that we'll be able to speak about it and work through it and be able to be more like you this week, Lord. Thank you for everything you have done, and I pray that you'll bring our teens back safely next week. Amen.